welcome to War Master Podcast, episode 55 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. How are you?
I'm very well, sir, if I'm classified as a listener. So what's the episode called today,
sir? The episode
sir?
Is called The UK Champion!
Champion. You've got to stake a claim for it. I haven't heard of another UK champion.
Yeah, fair enough. It's the introducing... Woo!
So, the first champion of 2017.
Yeah.
We've already talked about it, haven't we? So, it's Nick Wakely.
Nick Wakely.
With
he
his
of Toomkin fame.
Yeah. So, we'll talk a little bit about that. Paul tried to recreate the final that never was last
I didn't
night.
Recreate it. I did do it. Like, you know, well, it's a recreation.
So, so Paul played the final that never was.
Yes, exactly.
Last night.
Yep.
And we'll talk about how that went along with other random schnubbins. We're in the middle of Paul's newly found eBay business. So we're trying to record on a table full of tut.
That is going on eBay.
It's all on eBay or going on eBay.
That apart from that.
No, it's all very random.
Yeah, yeah.
Copy of Dungeon Quest, Carcassonne, some
anybody,
evil
right, yeah.
hat
little Paul, anybody know what Dungeon Quest is?
Like, we're solo player.
I think it actually is the original Talisman, it says on the side there.
From the makers
of Talisman. Right.
So it's probably a late 80s, yeah. early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more than 30 years old, maybe. Oh, we're yep. getting towards 30 years yep, old. Yep. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of tut everywhere, all being sold. And then we're into Paul land already.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's where we start.
Oh, okay. So what
the week in Paul?
What
world.
Have I been doing? I play my main. The game talk about
you're emptying your man cave, so Hannah can take it over. Like, is
so
what the answer is.
Why is this happening? So basically, the in-laws came down a couple of weekends ago. And they were helping us do the nursery, and that was lovely.
In lemon?
What?
In lemon.
Or whatever, in pastel, like, nonsense colours. Anyway, and they needed to get into underneath the stairs, and if you remember that, I never defined what under the stairs was.
It's not part of the cave, is it?
It wasn't clear, so she's already exploited it. There was stuff of mine in there, and when she went last time she went crazy, she, like, put all that outside, and, like, basically...
Post-sink or pre-sink? Or around the sink?
Oh, sink gate.
Around post, sink gate?
Post-sink.
After sink gate?
Yeah, after sink gate. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So she chucked all that out, and it was like basically reading the writing on the wall was that I can't use that space under there anymore. And I said, well, can I put the boards there in like the doorway because they got fit nowhere else? And like she's okay with that, but nothing else. So I was like, right, I've got to then. So I had a bunch of stuff, and I was like, I've got to find space to accommodate that. I'm guessing it's a good excuse to have a bit of an eBay clear out, and yeah, and that's what I've been doing, and I've sold. Like, in the past 60 days, my eBay running total here is just under a grand.
Right. Wow.
You know, and it will be...
We're way over a grand, I guess.
So, and I've
that's
sold...
£100 in eBay fees.
Something like that, yeah.
eBay, the monsters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's coming up, I mean... I've listed and it's sold for like fair things, but I have the two outstanding things was that I sold my End Times books, for £151 they went for, then postage on top, and that's
so how much were they?
What?
How much did you buy them for? About that or more?
Probably about that. I don't know. Okay. Like, yeah, it was five 2-part books. Yeah, to five two sides. But the thing
so
is,
it's about 10 books.
This is probably I probably. Yeah, so each book was 2 books.
Right, okay.
Each, like, early release. So it's probably... I probably didn't lose any money in there overall. And it's a shame, because the fact they were on eBay, I looked again over the Nagash book, and I was like, I quite enjoy this book. This is a good book, but it was the best of the five, and it's for a dead game system, you know, 8th. So, and it was just taking up shelf space. When I saw on eBay that they were going for, like, some had sold, I was like, okay, let's. Like, didn't expect that much money.
Happy days.
That was really good. The other big sale is obviously I sold the excess Vampire Counts in Blister stuff. That all went for really the good money. Other thing I sold that really stood out to me is that's a winner is my Warmer Quest. With Adam, I played Dungeon Saga, which is Mantic's rip-off completely of Warmer Quest. And I actually quite enjoyed it, and I was actually quite impressed by how Mantic have done this as a game, like, and the fact that it's there, it's complete, it's very shiny, it's, you know, there's tons of it out.
Yeah.
I was like, this is good. Like, it's simple enough to play, yet detailed enough with the Adventurers Companion release, you can turn it into proper Warhammer quests and develop your characters in between quests and go to locations and stuff. There's all that to play for. And the missions themselves, the maps are really detailed and they're quite hard. You know, like, it's a good narrative campaign. So,
didn't he die on the way back? Or is that in a later expansion?
I don't know. I mean, we've only been playing through the original six missions.
Right.
But all of those six missions are really quite difficult because you have to... You have to do what you have to do and not die, but also you have a certain amount of time only to do it.
Oh, that's good.
Cards. And that is actually... Because I'm playing just Adam, I'm the warriors. All my warriors naturally do everything I tell them to do because I'm the one controller. And only then I can only...
Oh, he's the dungeon master.
I can only just then... I'm only just finishing the quests.
Right.
Like, if you were playing multiple people, you're bound to delay and, you know, argue. More fun, but it would be really difficult to complete these things. Anywho, So what I've done is I put my copy of Warhammer Quest up. Basically, it's an amalgamation of two copies. I'd already sold the monsters ages ago, because, you know, the amount of monsters that you need to represent in proper Warhammer Quest was ridiculous. And I took a lot of photos of it. I was like very clear what this was. Like, it has some warrior packs, but most of them are printed off the internet. But it includes all the warrior packs that were ever done.
Yeah.
Like 20-something warriors. And I put it on there for 60... Because what I wanted to do was I wanted it to replace... Because I was going to get Man's Dungeon Saga, which was 60 quid. So I put it up there for 60. And it actually sold an auction for 240. And I was like, four times what I expected. I had to mail it to Denmark, and that was pretty costly.
Oh my god, how much was that for?
Well, so I put it...
Because you had to record it. You can't send it unrecorded.
Yeah. I mean, I floated it up there for... okay, so I had to guess at the postage originally, and I guess I put 30 quid. It was actually cost 47 to send it. So
£47 sterling?
Yeah, to send it.
So it cost 300 quid all in?
The person has paid for it, yeah.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
It's not that good a game, is it?
Get me wrong. I really like it, but it is hard to play. Like, you know, because there's a lot of bookkeeping. It's not modern. Like,
right,
you know,
this
Dungeon Saga has everything you need in front of you, play. Like, it's like, it's not... So Warhammer Quest would be, yes, a better game if you were going to spend months developing characters and having repeated sessions. But that's not
assuming they live more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, they live more than 10 minutes. But that's not the way games are done nowadays. Games need to be a lot easier to get hold of straight
the
up.
Dog attack at the front.
You hear the dog. What the hell's going on out there? Right, anyway. So I've been eating quite a bit, and now it's kind of wrapping up. Like, I'm selling off some of Adam's stuff here and some old things. Once this is all done in a couple of days, I'll probably end for the moment because I've cleared space. The only thing I might let go is Star Wars Armada. I'm not really playing that, but that could go on eBay. But
is it painted or prepainted?
No, it's all prepainted stuff. Oh, so, good. But I mean, I've cleared the space. The things I might let go: Star Wars Armada, and I might let that do, and NetEpic. Eldar here, I might let go.
My Eldar?
Your Eldar, yeah.
I might let go of this Eldar that I borrowed off you.
I don't know, but there's...
I better watch you and say, oh, the Eldar's gone. Oh, well.
There's no rush to that. I mean, plenty of time. Because I've achieved what I set out to do, which was to fit everything back into the smaller space I have, which I have done.
Well, that's a success.
Yeah, it's been very successful.
So, yeah, good for eBay, good for Paul. Mm. Good for nerds with tons of disposable income. That's the big thing.
Well, it's creating. It's
when you play a game when you're 14.
Yeah.
And then when you're 44 and you've got kids and shit tons of disposable income because you never go out anymore, then what's 400 quid to relive your youth? It's nothing.
Nothing. Anyway, aside from the game, which I'll talk about later, Simon has come through and done my commission order on my Dark Elves, and they're here right in front of me. They're just waiting to be based up.
Sorry, I just swore. Oh my god, Paul, you're a monster.
Why, yeah.
They're it's just in a big fucking pile. I thought that was just like... That's commission painted stuff in a fucking pile.
Yeah, but it's not broke, is it?
Okay, you're a monster, sir.
What do you mean? It's on a tray, it's waiting to be done. Waiting to be based up.
Okay, nothing, sir.
Like, the quality that he's done, it's on a par... I think it's a bit better than the Poland guy. And it's certainly good enough for tabletop gaming, and it's a reason, you know, it's like I've chatted, you know, because I've chatted him a reason, and he's got a whole list of projects for me to do, Like,
this is that Gilball team that he's doing.
Mine.
Oh, okay.
So,
I saw another one on the go.
So he's doing my Union team. He's going to do... Yeah, all projects. I like him to do the Space Hulk characters. I like him to do the Dungeon Saga characters. I like him to do some more Warhammer Quest armies for me. Warmaster armies for me.
I think it's probably on par with Red's stuff, but Red's got a much darker style.
Yeah.
I think I might need to talk to Red and say you need to clean your style up a little bit sometime. Because he goes a bit heavy on the washes, doesn't
he? Yeah.
So, Red. Okay, good. Getting base so it doesn't look so horrific.
Well, I'm going to.
It's hurting my brain.
I'm going to. It's like, that is on. Now that I've done the Empire, yeah, because I need to carry on painting my Empire, because now I've painted, I'm looking at it right now, I'm pretty pleased what I've done. The entire army that I took to the Triwiz has finished it now, because I did those Kislev horse archers, wing lancers that I hadn't done.
Yeah, very
that's,
nice.
That's my one of them. But since I've got all the blue paints down, I might as well push on and finish off the entire...
You only have blue paints, don't you?
I do only have blue paints. But, might as well push on and finish them all. And then I'll tackle the next project. At the weekend, I'm going to pick up the rest of the Orcs and Goblins that Nav was doing for me. That's something...
Okay, I'll tell you now, Leadership 8 General's still not good.
Well, hang on, we'll talk about these games.
I'm just telling you. Okay. Off the bat.
Right.
And I ain't paying 100 points for that Crown of Command.
So, yeah, but in terms of games, I only played Nick, which we'll talk about in a bit.
Okay, right. Good. In Barry Land, last Wednesday I played Guild. Were you on there? Were you on night?
I've had two weeks of night shifts. Two 60-hour weeks of nights.
That's nice, though.
But now I'm off for ages, so it's fine.
I played Guild Ball versus Dan in the League.
Mm-hmm.
Dan knows the rules slightly more than me, which is just about nothing.
Which Dan are we talking about?
Not Handsome Dan.
Oh, Dan
Welsh
Hartwell.
Dan. Welsh Dan, is he?
Welsh Dan. Yeah, Dan Hartwell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was using... Union. What do you use?
I use Masons.
He was using Masons.
Union is the other team.
He was using Masons, and he wasn't using Flint, and instead of him, he had Tower.
Okay.
But I thought Flint's the one that scares the willies out of me.
No, the Striker.
Yeah,
that's Tower.
Flint's a menace. Tower didn't... He put an AoE that kind of gave Defended or Cover or something.
That's right,
it was all right, but he wasn't Flint.
That's Flint, the Striker.
He's a menace, that boy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit. The game was a bit weird. That I made some. I won the game easily, but made some horrific mistakes. So one of the mistakes was so bad, I can't even imagine how bad it was.
Well, what did you do?
Right. So I won the. I had the ball.
Yeah.
With Sakana, who's like a striker.
Sakana. They named him twice. Yeah.
Shakira. So he had the ball. I'm up on momentum. So all I have to do, I load him up with him. All I have to do is win the momentum roll off, which I do.
Yep.
He's like behind. He's engaged, but he's only about 12 inches from the goal.
Yep.
He shoots 8. So he's got 4 influence on him. He uses 1 influence to buy an attack, gets momentous dodge.
Yep.
Okay, and then he's got 3 more attacks. So he gets 3 influence, 3 momentum in total, and then he walks and shoots.
Yeah.
But brain fart, instead of shooting from, 6 inches, I go and stand next to the goal.
Because you get a tap in. Yeah, because it's easier.
If you don't need to be stood next to the goal.
No, you're in 4 inches.
Yeah, okay, so I could have been within 4 inches. No. Dan had brought... I'd knocked 2 players out the previous turn.
Yeah.
And he brought them both on and put them just behind the goal because that's as far as they could get.
Yeah.
And both of them had countercharge.
And they just smashed you.
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, you idiot.
So, instead of my guy having a tap-in with bonus time and God knows what else, so 4 dice needing...
You walked into his threat range.
Yeah, and I've got double countercharge.
Double countercharge.
So it's like if you can imagine like American football where you
put
the
ball showboating.
And you're running to the touchline, and just as you get to the touchline, you drop the ball. They like throw the ball or spike the ball, I spiked the ball before the line and just ran over the line empty handed, and he got absolutely slaughtered. Because I'd loaded it, I hadn't even bothered with my turn. All I'd done is given him, and then I was going to win. So. I had no activity. It was bad.
Oh, but I still managed to win. You were celebrating before you even won, weren't you? Like, it's classic.
But there was no justification for going as close as I did. There was no benefit.
We're honestly within 4 inches, so you don't need to be any closer.
I didn't even need 4 inches. I was rolling 4 dice needing 1-4.
It'd be a three if you're in four, and if you're a three plus to work, if you're in a tapping.
Yeah.
But okay. Well, anyway, you messed up.
So it was
up.
Pretty bad. But I still managed to win. Uncheated and win because we counted the. Mascots is 2 points.
Oh, you cheat.
No, like, well, he let me cheat. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Another interesting thing was how good Jack was. I don't know if you know Jack.
Jack. Who's Jack?
He's a winger.
Oh, he's a player. I thought you meant putting him in our club.
No. So, Phil had this... the monkey and... Who is it? Monkey and Brick.
Brick, yeah.
Worked together, Countercharge City. Yeah. They were the ones that did Shakira, Shakana.
So hang on, he was taking off your Mason player. You were taking off his Mason player.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, why? What team are you?
Fish.
What?
With Jack.
That should never happen.
Oh, all right, so I'm going to tell you my secret now and I'm going to play you again. Yeah. Anyway, so Jack against Brick and Marbles, is that right?
Yeah.
So Brick and Marbles are on the wing.
Yeah.
Jack's on the wing.
Yeah.
I activate Jack.
Yeah.
Spend one to give him some kind of push ability. Yeah, so if he touches you, basically pushes you.
Yep, okay.
So I went push, and then hit somebody, got momentum, did his heroic and pushed them both off the field.
Oh.
Without doing any damage.
Ooh. Oh.
So they in total, they moved 6 inches.
Yeah.
So you just went, bleh!
Okay, okay.
That was good.
Well, okay, then you don't need to beat them up, but...
I did 1 point of damage in the entire game.
Yeah, exactly. That won't happen to... You won't even get 1 point against me.
I don't even bother trying to get any points.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it was good. It was good. I won a game. It makes me feel slightly better that you've finally managed to win a game.
Yeah.
Still hardcore, though, man. Guild Ball, hardcore.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no dipping your toe
you're
in.
You're not playing enough, are you, to get good?
Just get good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Modern Magic. We played Modern on Monday. I played Infect. Went 3-0. So that's good. That's as good as you can go. 3-0. Oh, yeah. 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in second place in my league. Because we run it every 6 months. We run a grinder league. So
grinder.
It's not a bad
game. You don't really call it a grinder.
It is.
You don't call it a grinder league.
It's called a grinder league. Yeah.
Oh, Barry.
Because you're of a different generation.
Mate, why do you call it a grinder?
Because it's
league?
A grind.
Yeah, but you know what grinder is, don't you?
It's an app, isn't it?
For
gay men.
Do you know what Tinder is?
No. Okay. Go on.
Tinder is a dating app where basically...
Oh, I'm on that all day, every day.
Swipe left, swipe right.
What, as I'm walking down the street?
No, like as in, like, it's... So you pull up somebody on Tinder, and you're right. Do you like them? You swipe left or right, yeah, depending, and get...
Well, you don't
like
know them,
or don't like them. But
why don't you know?
Anyway, then it's, you know... The unofficial, like, Tinder thing is that everyone on there's, you know, up for sex. Grindr is that, but for gay men only.
Okay. I'm happy in my skin.
You might get the wrong kind of person turning up to it if you advertise it as a grinder league.
Right. So on Magic the Gathering, grinding is about...
Grinding?
Grinding is about playing shit tons of games to try and qualify for something worth qualifying for.
Yep, okay.
So you have to grind.
I bet you do.
So I'm in second place in the grinder after, like, 20 weeks, which is good.
So you're doing all this grinding in a public space?
And grinding my arse off, sir. And the only person in front of me is Matt the Machine, the guy from the Pro Tour.
Matt the Machine!
He's not a grinder, that fella. He's 8 points ahead. But that was good. I'm enjoyed it. That's good. I don't get anything for
it,
but
I
enjoy it.
I can't wait to talk to Joe next time I see her about
Joe?
Wife. Yeah, but just like, you know, your husband's
it explains
up.
A lot now, because 3 seasons ago,
yeah.
Or whenever I started it, so like a year and a half ago, and called it the grinder, there was a few raised eyebrows about calling it the grinder.
Yeah.
But I now understand why.
No, because it is just a... free,
a fuck
fest online.
Be happy in your skin, sir. Be happy in your skin. I'm looking here at one of Paul's newly fangled models.
Whatever
this is, a 30k Terminator, 30K, I guess.
Kind of factory Terminator.
And on the left hand, what would you describe that as?
It's a chainsaw.
Chainsaw, on the right hand.
Fist in the terms, but yeah.
That's not a chain fist, mate. That's a chain. Oh, it's got a power fist behind it. So that's a chainsaw, And this on the right hand here, this is
Stormbolter.
It looks a lot like that floating dwarf from last week.
Have you seen the new latest white dwarf? Like,
no, but he's got
I've seen all the models in it of the latest white dwarf.
No.
Do you want to take a tactical pause to have a quick look?
No, I can do it online. That's why you can get it for me.
Man,
Game versus Jim. So I played Jim last night. So we'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. And I got some high elf stuff from Big D. Big D's garage.
He took my Mordheim scenery off me.
Who?
Big D.
Did he?
Yeah.
So he was just giving it away, but I said I couldn't just take it because I know there's one of the items there is a genuine unit of Phoenix Guard.
Ooh.
Painted. So I know they're worth money, so they're, yeah, going, they're going on eBay. The rest of the stuff's in pretty mixed condition. Yeah. So like a dragon with no head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eagles with no wings. But there's a few units of spearmen with broken spears, well, and a few units of and a few units of silver helm. So I'll stick them up for him. Yep. There's nothing I actually want from the whole pack, so I'll just stick it all.
Yeah,
around.
I mean, high elves must be a completed collection for you, mustn't they?
I'm not sure I could do 3,000 points yet. I need another bolt thrower.
Fair enough. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But that's it. Just one more bolt thrower. Mm-hmm. Maybe yeah, because you would only have more one dragon, I reckon.
I think so. Yeah. Even high elves would. All right. Yeah.
Okay, so that was interesting. That's it, I think. Quite a modest week for me.
Yeah.
We had a game last night.
I've been trapped in, a lot of work. So
I've been trapped in a lot of work.
Yeah.
Mm. Different work.
Mm-hmm.
KR Multicase sponsorship time.
KR Multicase
sponsorship time.
Oh yes, thank you very much, son.
They're very nice.
Yeah, they are very nice, and I'll be asking them to be nice shortly.
What are you doing?
I'm just thinking because I base these guys like that when they're all bases already.
All right, you have pre-done bases, and you just stick them on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting thing last night, I was talking to Jim, he does his basing in acrylic, not acrylic, in enamels.
Yeah.
The Batman.
Weird. Yeah.
You're mad, Jim. It's like going back to the 80s.
I know. But
enamels.
God knows.
I'm sure they're hard wearing and they're smelly as anything. Jeez.
Yeah,
I'm surprised your wife lets you use them in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of the Triwiz talk, if any exists. What did we not get onto last week? I remember we had to cut it short, but I can't remember what we didn't talk about now. As far as the Triwiz went. What? I know that the... Did we talk about the...
No, we left off talking about the committee. Like the...
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I know that Jim was experimenting with a new clock system.
Yeah.
Which I'll talk about in our game.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should do that next, then. We'll talk about the gains from last night.
Let's do that.
So you do your King of the Hill.
Okay, yeah. So basically, Nick had won the Triwiz, and I'd come second. And the way they'd run their tournament, there was three of us who had finished the tournament all with three games won, because they only did one round Swiss, which personally was a mistake. But never mind. And so I would, if there had been another round, I would have played Nick theoretically in the final. Yeah, that would have been the final.
What if you'd have played Swiss? There would have only been
two of us. Yeah,
two left
at that stage. So. And I said to Nick, "Oh, can you please bring exactly the same army as you've done in the Triwiz? Because I'll be using exactly the same as well.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to play that final game that never happened." And he's like, "Yeah, of course." And Nick agreed to bring the scenery, so like it was very easy for me. I just turned up with my fully painted Empire army now. And wait to play him. He was a little bit late because of his work, etc., but it can't be helped. So he didn't have.
Didn't need that long, though.
Didn't need the longest of time. And so it was his Tomb Kings versus my my Empire. Is that the latest White Dwarf?
March, is it?
No, it's the next one after that. Hang on, pause the clock, I'll get it for you. Yeah, so playing Nick in this final game. We set up the table, and I took one or two bits of scenery off it just to make the table and clump some of the scenery together to make avenues to play the game, essentially. We agreed the scenery rules we wanted before we started, and off we cracked. Now, tale of this game, basically, Nick's army, he hasn't taken Bone Giants or Sphinxes.
Nope.
So what he does have is a brigade of four chariots all held together, and a brigade of four cavalry
horses.
Now, obviously, the threat is far more in the chariots there. Now, I failed to... The tale of this, I failed to, tackle correctly his biggest punch, which was those chariots. So I set it up, and I was like, there was a lot of buildings that infantry could go in on my left. So opposite that,
table.
Yeah, and his desert table.
Right.
Quite fitting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I was like, right, there's a lot of buildings over on that side. The best thing for me to do is to hold them back with infantry, and then shoot up a lot with my cannons.
Yeah.
And then like, and try to push in the centre and right with my cavalry. That'll probably be the best way to do it. Slow him down there, and, you know, and then attack on the right. Started off quite well, like my cannons were doing a better job of attrition because on his bigger breakpointed army, he had 12 breakpoint 12 compared to my 10.
Yeah.
On compared to my yeah. So I was doing more with my cannons than he was doing with his stone throwers, really. But I didn't have really anything I wanted him. I didn't mind him shooting at because I needed my archers as well to continue to attrition, you know, away his left, you know, the infantry that were coming at me. My pistolier started going round on the flank, you know, like to get round there and do what I can about it. Now, the problem was I didn't use my steam tank very well in this case. I put it on my extreme left where I thought, oh, it can add its shooting into the the missile fire like I'm going to be throwing in, so I can delete one unit, hopefully a turn, quite easily, you know, no question, and maybe tackle two even. But that was a mistake. It should have gone opposite his chariots. Now, I had won the scouting role, so I knew where his chariots were. I should have had my steam tank opposite his chariots, using my wizard to, like, get it over there quickly, if, you know, like, with a spell as well, if I needed to. And then that, I should have used that to get in the way of his chariots, basically. Because those chariots, charging the steam tank, pretty reliable. The steam tank will still be there after two rounds quite easily, and will start breaking up charges and doing attritional damage. Didn't do it.
No. You know, like, just ignored it. Yeah, that's what I'd do.
No.
The steam tank, he ignored it.
I put it somewhere it didn't need to be.
Yeah.
That was my mistake. Okay. So my cavalry got the drop on his carrion, and he did look for good. You know, he was unlucky with his carrion because he could have got some interesting flank charges by homing them back to the right place and then having a go. But I'd gotten away with that, and I managed to hit them first. If I was playing it again, I'd have gone a lot more aggressive with my brigade of four knights, and I'd have tried to get them to frontal charge his four chariots units in one go. So to take on the, if I knocked that out, then that's the biggest threat of taken care of.
Well, he doesn't really have any punch after that.
After that, no. I mean, then he's got the just simple pure attrition of raising the dead and like a higher breakpoint than me. Anyway. Failed to adequately assess the threat, really. So what did happen was, in about turn four, roughly, 3-4, Nick got some orders off, and he got his brigade of four chariots to make a full charge, you know, like,
yeah.
And four units went into four different areas. Only one of those charges that the chariots came in. And also, his cavalry also got in as well. He basically passed a lot of orders in that turn, and so I got attacked by four chariots, four cavalry, plus some infantry as well, even managed to make contact with
me. But no raised deads?
He got one raised dead off, which is reasonable when he's got four attempts at it. That's fair.
Anyone's good.
That broke my Empire army. So I lost to Nick quite fairly, but like looking back at it, I was like, I should have done that. I should have assessed that threat better. Rather than waiting for him to use his biggest punch, I should have hit it first, or tried to hit it first.
Yeah.
Like, bring my cavalry into 30 centimetres and try a charge.
Or at least make him charge your cavalry or something.
If they've got to charge something, if it's my knights to the front, trust my armour, really.
Your infantry's pretty shit.
It doesn't like
being charged.
No, exactly. Like, I got drawn into clearing out some defended, like, skeletons and stuff, which was working, because skeletons are so poor. But the real battle was going to have to be fought with his chariots. He had enough breakpoint that I can't break his army and not ever have to interact with the chariots. They're going to be involved. And I did find that, but even though my counter-tactic of if I'd use my steam tank better, or I was trying to skirt around his flank with my pistoliers, because they're undead, like, they don't care about the initiative stuff. It just doesn't matter to them. Like, if I had put the steam tank in front of the chariots... Oh, he can't. It's like I'm forcing it. Like, okay, if you're going to initiative, it's going to be this.
He's got no initiative anyway.
Yeah. He doesn't care if the enemy's near. So I think generally, Tomb Kings are a really legit army.
They always were, sir.
Yeah, but he's got a good build there in that army. It was four chariots, four horses, two stone throwers, a massive infantry, and massive characters and a dragon.
I think that's all he's ever had.
But it's a good build, and he's playing it well.
He's always played it well.
So... Yeah, I mean, well, I guess there's a reason why he's UK champ.
The UK champ!
Woo!
So while Paul's been talking, are you finished?
Yeah, no, so I'm just saying, like, basically, that's fair, that's cool. It's like, you know, it's actually, I'm quite glad, like, I did lose to him, because then it would be like, oh, if I had beaten him, I'd be like, oh, if only we had another round, that
if only.
I'd have been gold instead of silver. But no, it's like, he got me. So there we go. But I equally, if I was playing it again, I'd try a different tactic. With the same armies, I'd try a different tactic. So that is good. If you can walk away from a game thinking, okay, so what would I do differently there? I thought and learnt something there. Oh, every day's a school day.
Every day's a school day. So while Paul's been talking, I've been looking through April's White Dwarf.
Yes, the latest one.
And I must say that as much as I've been saying GW have been doing some good things, this really isn't my cup of tea. This is horrid, man. The Sky Dwarfs look a bit like Dark Eldar, I guess. Yes. It's all fucking guns. They've got this list of weapons. It's all guns, man.
Yeah.
Didn't they used to have just like Thunderers and Quarrelers or something?
They had like cannons and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but Jesus, have you seen how many different gun types there are?
They had a unit called Iron Drakes that came in with flamethrowers, didn't they? Which was which was a new like kind of technology used underground, and that kind of fitted. But I mean, these guys are so far from the mould. Sadly,
so imagine like Dark Eldar, of everything coming in on open top ships, but instead of close combat, they're all shooty, aren't they?
Yeah,
everything's fucking shooty.
I mean, there's a picture.
They got fucking Gatling guns.
Yeah, that picture. I mean, look, there's an underslung shotgun on one of them, for God's sake. You know, like, and there's a picture in here in this article which just like sums up. This is why Age of Sigmar was a bit of a nonsense, really. Here it is. Like, all those dwarves are about to blow away some Skaven armed with like shields and spears. And it's like, what is this game system?
I don't know. It's like there's a battle report, and it's dwarves against demons. It looks like 40k. It doesn't look anything like. Because like the demons, they could be in 40k because they look like 40k demons.
Yeah.
Because they're all on round bases now, and the dwarves don't look anything. Like, there's no ranks, is there anymore? There's no anything. It's weird. It's just not my boat, man. And then I went further in, and they got the old Necromunda reboot.
Oh, that does look tasty.
Well, the scenery looks tasty. Yeah, I'm not sure I like the look of the squads, or whatever they call them now.
Kill teams, isn't it?
Is that what it basically is?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you've got, like, orcs, you've got blood angels.
What's weird is with that as a release is that they've done some fantastic. So basically, their range of scenery called Sector Imperialis is like 10 years old, and that's like the common 40k style buildings now, kind of ruiny buildings.
Yeah.
That's 10 years ago that was done. It's quite a while. This range is called Sector Mechanicus, and it's completely interchangeable amongst the two. And they've done separate little bits of scenery in between, but like that's, you know, it's a good idea. The way they make everything compatible with each other is great. But the problem is that scenery comes in hard plastic. It will take forever to paint. In the painting guide at the back here, it's showing you how to, like, recommendations for how to paint it, and it would just take so long to do because it's so detailed.
That's ridiculous.
It's so detailed.
They're picking out highlights on bloody walkways and stuff.
Yeah, it's just, I just think that as much as you need a whole table of it to look great, it's just going to take you forever to do.
Well, I mean, that with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they're showing you about 9 stories high.
Oh, no, that's just a demo. That's just they can make that.
Yeah, you'd be insane to even try.
Yeah, but that's like a grand, that table.
Mm. You know, and a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah. Only they can make that. So, and also, the models they choose to bring out with this re-release of Necromunda, like, they haven't redone them. The scouts and orcs, they're old models.
Aren't they?
They're old.
These are the old
orcs.
Shitty same orcs with the shooters and the fucking two choppers.
Shooters and the choppers.
Man, these are as old as Adam.
Yeah, exactly.
Not Adam Jones either. Adam and Eve.
So
that's bizarre.
It's
man.
A shame. It's like, why not redo them? Because both those things, if they'd redone a nice set of models, new orcs, say, new scouts for those things. Man, that boxed me off the shelf.
Isn't the scout, hasn't he got ballistic skill 4, weapon skill 4?
I don't know, depending on which, like, 3 or 4, depending.
3 or 4. Because he'd be a menace with that heavy bolter.
Well, the thing is like, original Necromunda was guys, it was like, blokes and kids shooting each other wearing t-shirts. Like, there's no armour in the game.
It always reminded me of, like, Judge Dredd.
Yeah, it is, and that's probably why they can't do it again.
It's the nothing like this.
Yeah, but let's say they couldn't redo Necromunda exactly as it was because it's too close to Judge Dredd, I think.
That was its flavour.
They have to like guard against.
Well, they'd done the wrong stuff. They had Orlocks and. Yeah, but that
gang up there is Orlok, is Dlak. And they, look at the trench coat mafia. Like, you know, goggles, shaved heads, trench coat. Yeah,
John Rambo types.
They're old models, but they are, like, that was their look.
Again, it's a million miles away from this, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd much rather play this game than this.
Well, I would, but, like, I'm very interested to see the rules set that it is. Like, I mean, looking at... Cause they give you rules there for Gene Sealer Cult, which is awesome, and Mechanicon, and it looks very Necromunda, skill tables and stuff, but you're going to need... I'd like to see the rule book of it. Like, here is all the rules, and they give them the...
Okay.
Skills shot.
Right, that's cool. Yeah. And you can... do you get to choose, or is it random upgrades?
No, you're choosing. You're choosing. You're developing the gang.
I like the random upgrades. Wasn't it random?
No, never was random.
Never?
Never. Oh, no, as in, like, when you're finding tech. Like, when you're going...
When you be skilled up, there was no skill table to roll.
Oh, yeah, you're rolling on this table.
Yeah, that's what I
want to
say. Yeah. You pick a table. Yeah, there's no tables. All right, I understand now. Mm-hmm. Okay. It'll be interesting to see how it... Plasma Calvier. What the fuck? Arc rifle. It'll be interesting to see how it develops. But I don't really... I have no interest in playing with these models.
No. I mean, like, I just don't understand why they've chosen those and not to redo them as the release models of it.
Well, I'm going to buy mine on eBay because people are going to be hungry for this stuff, Necromunda. I'm never going to play, am I? Just bang it on eBay.
What are you banging on eBay?
I don't know, whatever I've got.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, and we'll see.
I bought a biscuit tin full of them. I did! From a guy at the club, he had a biscuit tin full of Necromunda.
What, figures? Or
metal figures.
Oh, they're probably worth something, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. There's a dodgy deal in the car park. I bought a biscuit tin full of goods.
It's biscuit tin. Anyway, talk about your game.
Right, so I played Big Jim. Jim the Sage. He was using...
Chaos Dwarfs.
And I was using Orcs and Goblins. And we were trialling a bit of stuff. He didn't bring Blunderbusses, so we couldn't trial that rule.
Yeah, it's an M1.
And that was really the only thing in the list that's up for discussion.
Yeah,
Blunderbusses,
that's it.
I think. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. We're going to have to go over the committee.
So we don't need to talk about that rule because we didn't do it. You also had some interesting rule around the clocks, which I'm not on board with.
Okay, we've got to explain it.
Right, so he's trying to get the Saffron Walden guys on board with Death Clock.
The Saffron Walden Rumblers.
The Rumblers, yeah. Because they don't like the fact that if your clock runs out, you lose.
Yeah.
Well, I think we just found a different way to lose by your clock running out. Because this system, what happens is, we've both got a fixed amount of clock. Say it's, 75 minutes?
Yeah.
I think that's the number. So when your 75 minutes runs out, you can no longer take a turn. So if I've got 20 minutes left, I'm just playing by myself for 20 minutes. Obviously, if there's combat, you're still rolling your combat dice.
Yeah.
But that effectively what that will mean is I just take as long as I need.
Yeah.
So it's like, I order these silver helms on a 10, or I fail. Well, I won't do anything else this turn. Next turn, I order these silver helms on a 10. Yeah. I'll fail next turn. Yeah. Order these silver helms on a 10.
Yeah. You won't ever charge anything in the front, would you?
I won't charge anything until it's in the arse.
Yeah,
I'll go all the way around the back of your cannons, order these dogs on a 6, or fail.
I don't think that's...
Don't even move my general. I'll roll it again.
Yeah.
Next turn, again.
You just pointed out exactly how the problem with this, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, again, so luckily we finished with half an hour each on the clock, so it didn't come up. But I didn't particularly like it. He had a more interesting system where for every minute you went over time, you gave 10 points away.
Yeah.
So that's different. So you can go over your 1 hour 15, but for every minute you go over, you give me 10 points.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I suppose
that was exploitable too.
Yeah, well, everything is exploitable. And the problem is that... But any clock system is better than no clock system.
I agree with that too. But the exploitability on the death clock side is what you need to do is not fanny about early on.
Yeah. Always, so always the case. Like
if you fanny about early on and use half your clock, then you'll run out of clock.
Always the case with clock games is that your early turns is where you run out of time because you've used too much time doing not much. Like you need to play the first turns as quickly as you'd play the last turns. Like, you need to, do early
run.
Moves. Like, I'm moving that forward. Done. 3 minutes done. You.
Orcs help with that.
orcs. Orcs.
I did 1, 2, 3, 4 turns in about 7 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm not doing anything.
Because you're not doing anything.
I'm waiting for Jim to come. Because one thing I will say is our leadership eight general is still shit.
Shit hot?
Shit, even in Revolution, is shit. Why is he 95 points? What am I paying 15 points for?
What? 15 points over what?
A hero.
Because he's your general.
Right, but what's he getting for that 15 points?
Extra attack.
Okay. 15 points for an attack, yeah.
Yeah.
He gets the ability to order stuff. Indefinite range. Good luck with that. Couldn't even order the stuff stood next to him.
He gets the acronym called General.
Couldn't order the stuff stood next to him. Mm-hmm. So I had... What did I do by my build? I had two heroes, one general, four wizards, because why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
And now they can literally just go where they want.
Not take rock lovers?
Nah.
Nah.
A full brigade of trolls.
Yeah.
They were good, but God, they're hard work still. In theory, moving forward 10 centimetres is good, but Jim just moved back.
Aww.
So you would never let their initiative charge anything. It's like, you bastard, Jim!
You bastard, Jim! So, you bastard!
So it's like 7-5. Oh, man, failed again. Move forward 7-5. Oh, failed again, and then Jim moved back. 7-5. And Jim, come here! Come here, you bastard!
Come here and take it! Well, then he runs out of table, though, so he won't be able to do it forever.
No, because then what happened is my trolls lumbered their sorry arses through to the other side of the table and then got swamped. So instead of a fair fight, I was trying to...
He didn't give you a fair fight?
My brigade, I was lining up against his Black Orcs brigade. We'll take that on.
Yep.
We'll take on anything, mate. Dwarf warriors, come here. But no. Yep. He suckered me in and then hit me from three sides at once and the trolls just evaporated. It's like, shit. Same. Shit. So, 8-6 is difficult, but that's the normal mass for infantry. 7-5 is really difficult.
It's really difficult. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and that's still the same. So they are moving forward. They were better than they obviously previously were, but they're still not that good.
Yeah, but better than they were.
It's helped Orcs a lot. I thought about taking the 100-point crown, but that's 100 points.
Yeah, you'd rather spend on troops.
Mm. And the problem is that my first order is not the difficult one.
Yeah.
The
exactly.
8 is not the difficult one. It's the 6 or the 7, even
true,
the 7 shot man. It's
true.
The 5.
True, yeah.
So your first order's not the hard one.
Yeah.
With your general.
Yeah. So that item's not so great.
It doesn't do anything, does it? What does it do?
Just improves something that you've got good odds on.
I mean, I want to be using initiative, but I wouldn't even want to be using an order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess if you're throwing away a crazy order miles away, you could do something, but... No. Right, so the game went down. Once my trolls went, that was my punch gone. I did manage to get... What do they have? They have a weird cavalry unit. I think they're 4-4-5. Is it bull centaurs?
Bull centaurs, yeah.
So they've got a cavalry unit that's 4-4-5, which is quite strong, 4-4-5.
Good stats.
But they are 150 points, so they're like...
they're paying for it.
Four boys with an extra hit.
Yep.
So, so we managed. He managed to charge into my boar boys, and I lost all my boar boys. But I took one unit of his bull centaurs and his combat hero. So that was a fair trade, mm-hmm. And that was about the last fair trade in the game.
All right, okay.
It's just the way it is.
It's the way it is.
Revolution really, really works well when you go in en masse because of the limited amount of. Attacks you have. You only have two phases of attacking.
Yep.
You need to kill that stuff in two phases and get onto the next stuff rather than get locked in. So if you're in piecemeal, you tend to do your two rounds of attack, get locked in, or fall back, but you can't fall back far enough, and then you get counter-attacked or counter-charged. So go in and go in heavy, which is what Nick did against you.
Yes,
so we both lost to the same technique.
Basically, yeah. And
Jim went in, but when he went in
hard.
With everything.
Yep.
Yeah, which is the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I still think, in my heart of hearts, I still think we need to find a way to give Orcs leadership 9. Because it's just not fair on them.
It's not fair.
Or give them some ability to do something.
Do something. What, the general has an extra command to ordering certain types?
Maybe, I don't know, just elite troops or something. Just some ability to move. Not trolls, obviously, but maybe he could order Black Orcs. Yeah. On a plus one or something.
What, and Black Orcs when they're only on their own?
You can only have two of them.
Do we? Can't have a brigade of Black Orcs.
Can't have a brigade of them anyway.
Yeah.
So know. I don't know what the answer is, but yeah, mm-hmm. the leadership eight still feels shit. Yeah. And I think it will, as long as they're leadership eight, they're always going to be tier 2.5 at best.
Well, it's an interesting, like, something that was raised on the forum is, like, do we have to make every army
balanced?
Do we have to make every army, like, equally good? Cannot some of them be, like, the army just isn't, the goblins aren't as good as another army?
The goblins really aren't as good.
I'm just saying, like,
no, that's true.
Like, do they have to all be, like, because personally, I would think that, well, if goblins were, you know, just not as good as another army, that's fair. Like, as in, they're goblins. Like, if you want to play goblins, they are the worst army going.
They always were, weren't they?
So, I mean,
if you want to be that special snowflake playing goblins, then you have to realise you're not going to win many games.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. No, that's, I think that's the way I've always looked at it. There's always been tiers.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is coming straying into the forum area, so we'll come on to that.
Okay, right. So, what was that discussion we were talking about? The last night's game. So that was good stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jim won. Nick won. Thanks for coming down, Jim. I know you've come a long way.
He's working in London, so it's all... But thanks very much, Jim. And then I'd have played you if Barry had let me.
Okay, but I didn't, so... and he's coming down... I think he's doing Norse next, because we did Chaos Dwarf because there were some things outstanding. Yep. It didn't really help in clearing anything, because there's only the blunderbusses we're worried about. And... I think the rest of the list is pretty much fine.
Yeah.
They're a very small army.
Yeah.
I think his break was 8.
Yeah.
And that's including taking slaves and stuff. Okay. Right, so War Master Rules Committee update. Shenanigans.
Update shenanigans.
So I better pull it up. Paul's busy clipping the heads off Terminators and the arms off. I don't quite understand what you're doing, fella.
Oh, I'm just making...
Why are you killing them?
I'm not killing them. I'm just making them... These are off film. I'm just making them... So they're like I'd make them.
Well, they're not like you'd make them.
No. That's all right. I'm
so we can talk about the blunderbuss rule now anyway,
can't
we?
Yeah.
So the blunderbuss rule, I think effectively they're becoming cheaper versions of lead belchers. I can't see the difference between these and the... If you take away the randomness of a lead belcher, like D3 on average is 2.
Yeah.
And D3 minus 1 on average is 1.
Yeah.
And if you take away the fact... They can't hurt themselves.
Yep.
They've got the same rules, and they've got armour piercing, and they're 90 points.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying they're over or underpriced at 90 points. I'm just saying that if we can get these in at 90 points, then we can get lead belchers to do something a bit better than they do now.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So good. Right, so there's a... I don't think... Are we at the voting stage for them guys yet?
Let's have a look. I'll put it up myself. What, for blunderbusses?
Oh, no, I think that was the one you asked me to put up and I haven't done it yet.
No, I haven't done it yet. So you should.
We could do the change log and see what armies have been passed.
I'm just opening up now.
Ta-da! Change log.
Voting board.
So Empire were in anyway, weren't they?
So, have any more armies come in? I don't think so.
Yeah,
have. Have they, since we last talked? Okay, so Empire are now being approved. That was 8-0. Tomb Kings are now approved, 8-0. And Kislev Experimental is in 7-0.
Which is our first experimental list.
Yes, so that is ticked off. That is okay to use. Enjoy your Wing Lancers and your other stuff.
We've still got the one vote failed, and we got the
We have a vote failed, but it's also been passed again, hasn't it?
So, this is an interesting one. Stone throwers can now shoot blind.
Yeah,
that's all versions of all stone throwers.
Yes,
they can't do it in preference to shooting at a target directly. So, last night, if Jim's whatever they call it, all Earthshakers can see something, they can't choose to shoot blind.
That's not the legitimate target. Like, order is what you can see first.
Yeah. So then, if they can't see something, they can then shoot blind.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things about that is they can potentially, if you're in line, a brigade in line, they can shoot some of the guys at the back of a brigade.
Yeah.
Which kind of come up. You only have to hit them once to push them away.
But you're only going to hit on sixes, so you know it's when you fire blind.
Yeah, so it helps rock lobbers for sure.
Yeah, it makes rock lobbers different, as in like something a bit better compared to when they're comparing them to cannons, isn't it? Like, as in like, okay, so they're not as good as cannons. What can we do about them? Yeah,
Hellblaster worked well for you last night.
No, it did not.
We're just having a throw. So there was like the final.
So Nick's got on the point of breaking me. He can advance. He smashed my infantry brigades in front of me. He can overrun into my cannon artillery brigade, which is what he should do. And
so he puts in two stand units.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, right, here we go. Open up and tell
boom!
Misfire, didn't get any shots.
So the cannon shooting grape shot did one wound.
And the Hellblaster.
Roll three ones.
Three ones, misfired.
And that's good night.
Yeah. So that's the problem with the old Hellblaster. Is it's like people think it's better than it is. So you're just like, don't let anyone like.
So before that rule happened,
it would have got nothing. Like, at all.
Even if it had two ones, the rule changed. Because when we ignore one and two ones now, and you had three hits and two ones, you'd have had one hit.
Yeah.
They're just shit, isn't it? For 50 points, for a single stand, it's just garbage.
Oh, no, I'd always take one, because I always take one of everything. But, yeah.
I'm going to take two in my Empire list.
Yeah.
That's going to be my brigade. Two cannons, two Hellblasters.
Two cannons, two Hellblasters. Mean it.
The Janus Brigade.
The Janus Brigade. Mean it.
Mean it. Play like you mean it. So, Stone Throw Ship Blind, that's good. Doom Diver, power down.
Yep.
It needed to happen, unfortunately. Doom Diver was so far out of kilter with the rest of the stuff. It was ridiculous. So what they have lost is, at the moment they had two stands with three wounds per stand.
That's right, yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, why is that? Yeah.
That's like, you've got two full stone throwers.
Yep.
So they got two stands and they are two per stand.
Yeah, which is fair.
Four wounds.
Which is like what they should be.
Yeah, and instead of confusing on a six, four, they confuse on a six. That's the only changes. You still have like, if you've got two of them together, you've still got 12 shots. Mm-hmm. 12 shots, you get armour, but armour's not that big a deal if you choose the right target.
That's right.
Don't shoot dwarves or steam tanks, maybe, with three of armour. And you confuse on a six. They're still 80 points or whatever. They're still dirt cheap, and you still take as many as you can.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, they're what you include in a goblin army. It's just that they didn't. They were like, why are they like this? They shouldn't be like this. So
they were just way too far above the.
Well, curve. Yeah, exactly. So we've adjusted it to be a lot more balanced compared to other things.
And they're still better than most things, and they can now shoot blind. So you can get 12 shots shooting blind as a minimum.
Well, yeah, and that kind of fits because the goblins just get chucked up in the air and they find their own way.
Peasants cannot support in charge.
Damn right they can't. They got to sow the fields.
That was interesting. Previously, even though they can't charge themselves, if they were stood behind something that charged, they could go with them.
Yeah, they could go with them.
And they really wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go near. I'm like, we're not soldiers.
We're peasants.
We're peasants.
How much are those peasants again?
30 points.
Just keep remembering that. What you get for 30 points? Can't even fucking support in charge. Forget charging.
That's right.
Can't even. What bonus do they get on the charge?
None. That's right.
You get two attacks.
But when they're in the second rank, they do the job as well as anybody else in the game.
Which is.
As well as Chaos Warriors, they do the job.
As well as Goblins.
Exactly.
So, Dogs of War Pikemen get defended now, versus cavalry, finally.
What was the difference between the two votes here?
The problem was because if they were partially in terrain, like a wood, they'd get defended.
Yeah.
Even though the rules say they can't ever be defended.
They shouldn't be defended.
So we had to clear it up that they can never be defended.
Yep.
Under any circumstances.
Yep.
Except when charged by cavalry in the open or wherever it is.
It's to the front.
To the front.
For the first round.
So you can't get defended in woods. You can't get. In fact, you can't go in woods.
You can't go in woods with these guys, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're charged to the front by cavalry or chariots, you count as defended.
That's right. Which is good, which is really a cool rule for them.
There may be an unintended consequence that these guys may actually become a bit too good.
But we'll find out.
Because they were already pretty good against infantry.
Yes, but they only have an armour of six. So
sort of a lot of infantry.
Yeah, no, I think it's the change that we had to make for them.
They had to have something.
They had to have something.
And this was the best we could come up with.
Because, yeah, when I played a bit of Dogs of War, the fact they couldn't go in scenery was painful. Because you're like, there's a lot of scary cavalry coming over there. Quick, get my infantry into the woods. Oh, no, these guys can't. They're just standing out there with their pikes. Don't worry. They're good at fighting.
They're dead.
They're just dead. Like, they might do some damage to the cavalry, but they're definitely dead. So at least
and they can't get support, so you're not going to win the combat on resolution.
At least this way round, that you might think twice about charging them with cavalry. It's like they are carrying a weapon that is designed to be anti-cav.
It would make you think twice if the cavalry was lightly armoured.
Oh yeah.
If
yeah.
it's heavy armoured cavalry.
Yeah, if it's well, if it's heavy armoured, if you're going to send into them, the perfect thing to break them would be a unit of heavy cavalry, like on its own. Just trust your four up armour. Yeah. You need to win small to push them back, and then they're open season once they break. With this kind of thing, you might be encouraged, if you're going to take, like, if you've got access to a four up heavy cavalry unit, you might want to take that standard shielding, try a three up armour cavalry save, just go, these are my line breakers. Once they've broken that line, it's open season for, like, pursuing.
Or do your, it's not that difficult to go in the flank, 9-8 or 8-7 in the flank.
Yeah, think about the flank, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It will make them good, which is good because have to take them.
I think we should, like, as a continually evolving thing, we should look always at the core troops of an army that you're going to have to take. Are they fair, basically? Like, are chaos, like, the debate going around at the moment is chaos warriors are they too expensive?
Like, well, of course they are.
Well, yeah, but they're core troops of an army, like. Yeah, so if we make an adjustment for them, they're adjusting every list of that.
But how many points? Look at them against a dwarf warrior.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the easiest.
Yeah, they're overpaying.
You're paying 40 points for one attack.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Per stand. Yeah. That's way too much.
It's way too much. Well, we have to, softly, like, we can't change every...
Well, especially if you go back and go from the same three attacks to four attacks, without the armour, without the hits. Yeah. If you move from a halberdier to an orc, you pay 15 points for that fourth attack.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because it's like, we need to produce a robust scale of, like, abilities to points, and...
I had a look at that this morning, it's really complicated.
Yeah, and then put it into effect to see where the exceptions in the armies are, and if they're agreeable exceptions.
Well, it's definitely those.
Yeah.
It's definitely... But then the counter argument is, if you make them too cheap, you can have an entire army of Chaos Warriors. Yeah. I don't think they're limited.
Yeah, exactly. They are core. So we have to you have to tread very carefully with this.
Because if you made them like 125, which is the minimum it could be.
You could have a lot of them.
You could have like 8 of them for 1,000.
Ouch. Like,
okay, I wouldn't want to fight through that.
Neither would I. But on my current Total War game... I got my ass handed to me by an army of chosen Chaos Warriors. They were so hard that no matter all my tricks and shenanigans, like, they were just... And when they got to my line, they were still intact. And when they got to my lines, they're elite Chaos Warriors. What are you expecting a guy who was, like, 5 weeks ago farming a field doing? Like, with his breaking his spear on their breastplate. It was like, ow. Would you... Even greatswords don't stand up to that.
Yeah, Great Swords are nothing compared to a Chaos Warrior.
They're nothing. They're like, they're not good as compared. Anyway, that's going sidelining. Right, next point.
Well, Chaos Warriors were Space Marines, weren't they? In effect.
The equivalent of the Space Marines. Right,
Where were the good Space Marines when the Chaos Warriors were around?
Sigmar hadn't created them yet.
Like, well, how were these bad ones created?
I don't know. Right,
that's anyway, where it's all
gone wrong. I think actually that's everything.
We've got lots of votes running, but we're getting there. Yeah, so we've got 11 armies done. We got 22 votes, of which 21 have passed. So there's been about 33 votes.
It's been good.
It's been hard work.
I'm really pleased to see that we've gotten the defended versus cav for pikemen redone and gotten through. That's great. Yeah.
Okay.
That is cool. And obviously, as I was saying to this, saying last night that, to Jim. This stuff that we're doing here, it's not like that is set in stone forever, ever.
Forever, ever?
Forever, ever. Nothing's set in stone forever. It's just where we are currently. Like, what we'll do is we'll have a version of the rule set with all these army lists in it, and then we'll continue to look at it. It's not like once it's done, this committee ceases to exist. It's like, right, is there anything else we want to have a look at?
Yeah, well, there are a couple of pressure points in this game that, like, your standard knights, your 3-3-4 for 110 point knights, they're a bit cheap.
Yeah.
In general, your chariots, although they go across many a list.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a problem with chariots in that you can, like, you can't find a chaos chariot. Yeah. And if you want Marauder Cav, they're like buy 2 get 5-3 because nobody wants them.
Nobody wants them. Yeah.
What's the difference between these and that? Well, you get 5 points for an extra attack all round.
Yeah, that's a huge change that we'll have to look at. Like, changing...
May never happen.
May never happen.
But it's definitely an issue, though.
But it's something to address in the future. like the chariot issue, because like right now, basically the task of the overall task of the rules committee was most of it was quite simple stuff to get done, because most of the armies didn't need major changes, but we're now getting left with the hardest stuff to be done. So once we achieve it, we should all celebrate the fact that we have, but we have left now the hardest things to last, the few armies that need the most work.
Yeah, and that's right. Hopefully we got the goat on board.
And it will help having goat like chatting about it, because he's got
goat is Janus, by the way, so.
Greatest of all time, it means. But look, I'm looking forward. I mean, we are going to produce something really special, I think.
Okay, good.
Because I was saying to Alice, whatever you say his name.
He said it's like the in shit. So
is it?
That's what he told me. All right, so okay. Alesh.
I was chatting to him on Facebook, and it's like, because what I would like, I could, for my next event, which is July the 1st, like, I could always just state what the army lists are, but it'd be a lot easier if I could just say to everybody, here's the edition with all the army lists in it, use that.
Yeah, but that's a publish. You need it a month in advance, so that's like the end of May.
But that would be so.
Some of them are nowhere near voting.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I'll have to. When that time comes around, I'll have to think.
Just publish the list that people can use.
Yeah.
You can't use Wood Elf, sorry.
Yeah, that's probably. Exactly. That's probably what. I mean, I'll probably just list all the official, like. Yeah, I don't know. I'll look at it all.
And you can say these are the lists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
As I say, it is my event. I can decide what I want. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can decide to play in it and be spot player.
I am playing in it. You need to get a ticket, Barry.
Well, it's not,
it sells out.
Well, what do you mean sells out? They can take 32. Just tell them to make
16.
More sausages.
16.
More sausages. What's his name? Andy.
Andy,
get some more sausages in, mate.
All right, well, are you playing?
Yes.
Then buy a ticket.
Well, somebody's got to be a spare player. I was a spare player for the last one.
Okay. Well, buy a ticket, get involved.
I'm not going to buy a ticket if I'm not playing, am I?
Well, you are going to play, aren't you?
Am I? Who's going to be the spare player?
Well, hopefully. Touchwood won't need...
He can't do hopefully Touchwood.
But if it has to be a spare player, it's got to be me, isn't it?
Well, this time round. I'm not saying anything.
Then buy a ticket before it gets sold out.
It's not going to sell out. I'm going to make him make more tickets. I'm going to make him make more. So, right, Blackgate Miniatures update. I have these two models left. You can't see them, but we have two. We have Armoured Flagman.
Armoured Flagman. Yeah, cool.
So him.
Yeah.
So I've got to make a production mould for him.
Yep.
And we have Armoured Dude with a Morningstar stroke spiked flail type thing, whatever it is. Mace.
Yep.
But he's had to go back and be redone because the little spikes are too small and they're not coming out properly.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
And they've got to be cast again from that, so they'll be virtually non-existent.
So are people going to get the stuff to the original, like...
Well, definitely be April. Yeah. So we've done, like, nine... This all the production's done.
Oh, good.
So the dice are done, everything's done. All we've got to do is these two boys, they've got to do 100 of each of these.
Yep.
Which isn't very much. So two moulds, 200 miniatures, but Easter's coming, isn't it?
Easter is coming.
And the kids are off as of tomorrow at 2. So it'll be interesting. If it doesn't get done during the Easter holidays, first thing after the Easter holidays, it will be done and sent out.
So as long as people get the stuff when you originally started...
It will definitely be done in April.
Well, then that's brilliant, isn't it? You can't ask for more, because that's when you...
You can ask for it to be early, but you might not get it.
Yeah, you could ask for it, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a part-time hobby job. It's not like my full-time employment.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. So, good. So, just two more to go. That's the update. And everything is finished. Anything else to talk about, Paul? You've done quite a lot of modelling while I've been on air.
Yeah. So,
your event?
So...
Well, now you're telling me don't bother getting a ticket. It's going to sell. You need to tell people we'll make more tickets available.
Well, I'm telling you that, aren't I, right now?
Yeah,
right, so the next event is my one at 40K in Colchester, July the 1st. £10 ticket, which will get you lunch as well.
Sandwich, sausage sandwich lunch.
Yeah, like some food. And a lot, when I was last there checking in on it, like, tickets are selling. It's originally capped at 16, and if it sells out at 16, I'll look at that list, and then I'll message some people off that list and I'll say, this is sold out, did you want to play in it? And if they said yes, then I guess I can always create more. But I originally capped it to 40K to be a 16-player event.
Okay.
So basically, buy a ticket if you want to play in it, because, you know, scarcity drives demand. I wouldn't want someone to not play in it if they wanted to, and they could were available.
Well, the problem is we could fill half of it just from our club, couldn't we?
Well, yeah, we could, and but that's the thing, is people need to act on it, don't they? Like, yeah, I mean, I already have the prize support. I mean, like, there's enough prize support there in that bag on this table to be prize support for an event.
Yeah, for Bowler Fox and Manchester Millers.
But I will ask for more, and obviously we need the Kickstarter. We need the Kaiser Rushforth cases, like, tap them up again. So, but yeah, I mean, it should be cool. And I'm going to say, I am going to play, or potentially play in it. I mean, I really hope that... I mean, another thing of the 16... another thing of the 16... player cap is that you would get an even number. You know, like, so...
Okay.
That was another reason to do it, is that we don't need to have a separate TO now. We can just play. Everyone should play. Like,
It depends how much stuff you're bringing in, doesn't it?
But how many... It goes to, like, how many people. Like, so this weekend, I am taking part in Alex McGee's Warmer Ninth fantasy event, which is in Tabletop Nation in Rayleigh. Now, it was a 64-man tournament, and he sold about 46, say, tickets.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, no, it's really good. So, at that scale, you need to have, like, you need to be legit. Like, because at our event, if it's, like, say it's 16, we're going to know most of the people there. You know, like, we can get away with running it quite, you know, like, you know, over, you know, not having to be that professional with the what you get is in the terms. But he... won't know most of the people at an event, and he definitely needs a spare player.
And he's playing ninth age.
Yeah. So I said to him, well, he asked me, came asking, can you be my spare player? Can you guarantee you'd be there? And I was like, well, I am off both my jobs. I'm not on the weekend. You know, and I said, well, you have to ask Hannah. He asked Hannah, and it's like, I am free.
Good.
And I might be needed, I might not be. So what I have to do is I have to go down there.
This is for a whole weekend.
Yeah, I have to go down there on the Saturday morning. And am I being used? Am I needed? Great. If I am, play. And if I'm not, okay, I'll do my own thing or fade to back. But he'll compensate me for my... Whatever happens, he compensates me for my time.
Right.
And I have to do the same on Sunday as well. Yeah, like, I mean, potentially you'd be available. At the very worst, I'm playing some Ninth Age with a borrowed army. I borrowed a Skaven army off him.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. It's still, I've still got enough muscle memory in me to remember to know eighth, to know to play ninth.
Yeah.
And I won't be. I'm not going to be the as in like that. You want when a spare player, you want them to be. You don't want it to be a walkover. You want it because the person's paid their time and money.
Well, you want it to be a game.
Yeah, you want it to be.
But you don't want them to win the spare player.
But if they win, you want it to be close at least. You don't want to be dominated. You wouldn't want to be dominated by the spare player. And that's what I'm going to be given. As I on the well, I haven't chosen the army. I don't know the rules system, but on the table, I will try to win. And if I end up winning, there you go.
Okay.
And you never know if I'm needed for both days. Obviously, then I'm in the tournament, aren't I?
Then you're going to win it, Paul. Obviously,
I rank somewhere.
You're going to win.
No, God knows. I think there's a lot of good players for this system turning up. But I mean, I'm reading the. He's given me the army list of Army Builder, which has all the rules in it. And I'm looking through it, and I'm like, yeah. And it's just, the thing is, War Master's just so much better.
Well,
like, the game I played against Jeff was fantastic. The game I played last night against Nick, though we were a bit rushed for time, was really good.
Yeah.
Like, I love War Master. Like, and I'll be painting War Master in between my games if I'm having to be there in attendance. And
selling it to the converted.
Why not? I'll just be like, this is what I'm doing. I'm not gonna sit there going, look at what I'm doing. But I'll be like, I'll do my thing, and then I'll be like, right, okay, I'll go back to the painting tables and carry on painting some Empire War Master.
Right.
Yeah, doing my thing. So, and that might get some interest because people will be like, because it is just, it's just so good, like War Master. Sad, I think.
You're right, sir. But we've gone really long. I think
we're
about
15.
People
pay for it. They want more.
Right, so this will be launched tomorrow because it's Thursday already.
Yeah, we didn't say
that, but it is Thursday. Mm-hmm. So it'll be launched tomorrow, and then the kids are off, so we're Skyping next week. That's the best we can do. I'll try and launch it off early because I'm away the middle weekend.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there we go. That was War Master Podcast episode 55. The UK champion,
Nick Wakely.
Okay, congratulations,
fella. Well done.